superintendent of Quinn Borough School District and Mary Liz Lightlier, hope I said the right way, School Climate's Regional Coordinator on the Community Climate Initiative. Mr. Strickland.
President Murphy, members of the council, members of the public. First of all, the virus has taken care of Mrs. Lightlier tonight, so this is not Mrs. Lightlier with me. This is Dr. McGuff, who is Director of Curriculum in the school district, and he will take Mrs. Lightlier's place. We'll be very short. In council's packet tonight, we've given you a survey for the school climate. The Pennsylvania Department of Education, as well as the Intermediate Unit 13, is helping Columbia School District as well as Columbia Borough. Many of you know that there's been some issues with our students after school in the streets between the school, home, school, boys club, girls club, wherever. And we all want to get a handle on it and changing things. So PDE has assisted us and has given us Mrs. Lightlier as well as several other staff members to participate. So I'm going to let Dr. McGuff explain a little bit more about it.
So when I was asked to speak tonight, one of the things I thought about was the parable from India, the blind men and the elephant. If you're not familiar, the parable goes like this. A group of blind men happened upon an elephant, each of different parts. One touched the side and described the elephant as a wall, because it's what he came in contact with, what he came in contact with. Another, the tusk, and said an elephant must be like a spear. And another one, the great ear, and said, well, the elephant must be like a fan. Each had a very limited perspective and a very limited view on what they were interacting with, and they're very different views of what that elephant is. When it comes to our schools, we have similar, very limited experiences. Different stakeholders see our schools in different ways. So one of the first stages that we'd like to do is we'd like to break through the blindness, and we'd like to create a vision of what we all see the school as. So that's what the process that you have, the survey that you have in front of you. The process began, it's a very simple process. The school climate improvement process began with a preparation and planning. That was at the school level. Now we're into stage two, where we're delivering assessments to all of our stakeholders. Step three is understanding the findings and developing an action plan. Once that's done, we will then begin the implementation phase, and we will work with very short, very defined, very clear goals, and then we'll constantly reevaluate and begin the process over again. School climate is not something that just happens, it's something that's planned for, and so we hope you become part of our process. Thank you.
To wrap up, we would offer to provide paper surveys at the borough window. The deadline is February 23rd. We're keeping it to a very tight window. The other thing that we're asking is we are not posting it on any website. And the reason for that being is we're trying to control it. If we post it on a website, we get people in California just throwing information there. So it's a controlled survey. We can either do it by paper or specifically individuals. If there's any questions, we'd be happy to. What happens now once the survey is done? There'll be four teams developed. An elementary team, which will be students, teachers, and parents. Middle school team, high school team, and a community team. The Borough Council will be represented. Council President Murphy, I think you've accepted that invitation. So we're trying to get different organizations in town part of the team. Team meetings will begin next week. We should know within 3 or 4 months where the different teams develop and start meshing it together. Thank you.
Thank you. Council, any questions?
Where do you drop these forms on that?
You give them to your secretary. We'll make sure that we pick them up.
Okay.